Hey, hey, you guys. So we just wrapped up our absolutely incredible LGBTQ plus and the church series. And wow, y'all, it was so rich in wisdom and it was so challenging for many of us, right? I really hope you tuned in for that series because it's really not talked about quite enough at large in the Christian church, especially from a lens of compassion, grace, and love. That being said, we are going to be moving into a few weeks of solo episodes with yours truly, myself, and then following up after that, we will do interview episodes, all right? Now, as I was thinking about what to do for these solo episodes, I decided I wanted to talk about compatibility, and within that, some of the hot-button things that come up with compatibility. Things like height, age differences, different sexual ethics, which can lead to different physical boundaries, weight, and so on and so forth. So I'm really excited to be diving into this because if you've been following along on the gram over on my account at Kateness, we have been talking a lot about these things already. And you guys have so much to say about it. I venture to say I haven't gotten this much engagement on an Instagram story series in probably ever. So a lot of this series will be a combination of the thoughts I have composed from these Instagram discussions. All right, y'all. So to start our conversation on compatibility today, we are going to be talking about what you should be looking for. I can't tell you how many times I ask someone, what are you looking for? And they have little clue or no clue what to even say. It's either that or they have a laundry list of expectations. Well, we can't find a suitable partner that will join forces with us for kingdom purpose if we don't even know what we are looking for in them. We also can't find them if our list is so long that we're trying to fit them in a very tiny pinhole. Now, let me tell you, this is something I had to learn the hard way for years. Either I put far too much pressure on other people, or I put far too much pressure on myself in relationships. Now, before we get into what to really look for in someone, I want to say this. You have to always make sure to turn back these expectations on yourself. If you want a man that is a Jesus-loving Bible study leader who reads his Bible like clockwork every day, he's serving and has a stable job, then my question is, do you also have those qualities as well? There's often two camps when it comes to what you're looking for. Camp A, I know what's best for me and I have a long and very specific list and I pray over that list daily. Or camp B, I don't really know what is that important to me and maybe I need some clarity. The question here is, how do you actively look for another works in progress person that you can love and serve for the glory of God for the rest of your life? A works in progress person, y'all. So no matter what camp you live in, today I want you to start fresh. I want you to start fresh and anew, all right? I want you to throw away your list and start brand new today. It's a new day has come. Thank you, Celine Dion. So don't worry, we're going to work through this together, okay? This really trips people up because if we don't get this right, it often really bleeds into who we select, who we choose to go out with or choose to not go out with. And in the process, we could actually miss out on some really potentially amazing people. So the first thing you're going to do is you are going to write down the 10 to 15 things that come to your mind when you are thinking about the person you want to seriously date. Seriously, I want you to do this exercise. I mean, I don't even mind it. If you want to pause this podcast right now and write down the 10 to 15 things, totally fine with me. All right, do you have an idea of what those things are? Here's the catch. We often have too many non-negotiable items, some of which are not actually true character qualities. I can't tell you how many times I have coached people one-on-one and then I've had them do this exercise and we go through their list and half of their list are things that do not relate to character at all. So right now, I want you to get clear on your non-negotiables. And just to make a caveat, it's okay if your non-negotiables are different from someone else that you know. That's more than okay. You can be looking for something different. But it's very, very, very important, even as we do this process of rebuilding some sort of a list, that you always leave this list very open-handed and surrendered to God. So from the list you wrote down, I want you to test something. Looking at all these qualities, are these items preferences or are they character qualities? Or maybe it's a mix of both. Maybe you have some preferences and some character qualities. So I want you to think about this in three different ways. Your need-to-haves, your nice-to-haves, and your fun-to-haves. What are the differences between each one of these? First, we're going to talk about the need-to-haves. These are your top non-negotiable qualities. And you guys, we're just going to be looking for five or less. So it could be things like godliness, sacrificial, growth-minded, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But for you, these non-negotiables are going to be your most important character qualities. Make sure your non-negotiables aren't preferences, they're character qualities. Loving music is not a character quality, right? That's more about hobbies and personality. Being tall is not a character quality, right? It's a physical quality. So that would not count for your need to have list. So once again, the need to have list needs to be five or less character qualities, all right? The next up is your nice to have list. These are the qualities that are important to you, but they're not end all be all deal breakers. I like to say they're qualities that I personally watch for, but it won't fully rule someone out if they don't have that quality in full necessarily. Now, if they have zero of my nice to have qualities, that might be an issue. They should have at least a few or be in process with some of them in the very least. Does that make sense? And once again, I would really submit these over to God. Make sure as you're praying and you're going through these lists that it makes sense, that you're like, God, is this in alignment with your heart? Is this in alignment for why you created relationships and eventually marriage? Make sure you're thinking about that when you're writing all of these things down. It's also possible to prioritize your nice to have list. So you have your top five need to have, and then maybe on the top nice to have list is a quality like generous. That could definitely be an important thing that you desire in somebody you're wanting to partner with. So it can be one of your very top nice to have items. That person could be growing in this area, and showing significant growth is absolutely wonderful. Remember, in this process, you are not looking for perfect. You are looking for perfectible, someone who is teachable and willing to grow. So even if you don't see that quality in full, if you see that they are a growth-minded person, they are a teachable person that is willing to learn and grow and have their life submitted and surrendered over to God, if you see even a glimpse of that quality, that could be a positive sign when paired with growth-mindedness. Okay. So maybe you're eating clean. That's good. But are you cleaning your house very clean? You might not know it, but we may be eating a credit card's worth of plastic each week, thanks to the tons and tons of single-use plastic we throw out. This brand that I just found out about, Blue Land, is trying to fix that. A lot of people think eco-friendly products are more expensive and less effective, especially when it comes to cleaning. Sure, it might say all natural, but you're really not sure if it gets the job done, right? That's why I love Blue Land. Blue Land has fixed that with its revolutionary refill tablets. Blue Land was founded on the belief that a cleaner planet starts at home. It's a simple idea. Buy the bottle once, refill it forever. No more plastic waste. All you have to do is fill Blue Land's beautiful Instagrammable bottles with warm water, pop in one of the hand soap or spray cleaner tablets, and within minutes, you have powerful and effective cleaning products in the most incredible scents like rose bergamot and lily mint. I'm telling you, y'all, when they say Instagrammable bottles, they really are Instagrammable and really beautiful. Blue Land also has convenient laundry and dishwasher tabs that come in chic and compact refillable metal containers instead of big, bulky, disposable plastic tubs. Blue Land's stunning, high-quality forever bottles start at just $10 when you buy a kit. And they're meant to be reused forever with money-saving refill tablets that start at just $2. So, cut the plastic waste without sacrificing the clean. Get Blue Land. You'll love it, and the planet will thank you. Right now, you guys, you can get 15% off your first order when you go to blueland.com/heart. That's 15% off your first order of any product that is from Blue Land at blueland.com/heart. blueland.com/heart. Let's get clean, y'all. Let's go. Now, if you guys have been around for a while, you'll know that we've talked about attachment wounding. And within that, I have shared that I personally struggle with anxious attachment. This anxiety that I can sometimes experience in dating will also lead to my body being inflamed in all sorts of ways. And one of the things that I discovered a while ago that has been helping both my inflammation and my sleeping patterns has been CBD, because it can actually help with sleep and reduce pain, anxiety, and inflammation. However, today the CBD on the market has become extremely saturated. So please be careful when you buy your CBD. Low quality CBD can have undesired effects. The CBD brand I trust is Ned. Ned produces some of the highest quality CBD available in the world. Ned produces several quality full-spectrum hemp oil products extracted from organically grown hemp plants. The products that Ned offers are science-backed, nature-based solutions that offer an alternative to prescription and over-the-counter drugs. Now, I want to talk about two products that Ned offers. The first is a sleep blend. Over 50 million Americans suffer from sleep disorders, and many are prescribed sleeping pills or other over-the-counter nonsense items. Ned Sleep Blend blends CBN, a powerful cannabinoid that promotes sleep, with 750 milligrams of CBD made from the world's purest single-source full-spectrum hemp oil and organic and wild-crafted botanicals used in traditional medicine to foster rest. The second product I want to tell you about is the full-spectrum hemp oil. You can de-stress your wellness routine with a single, all-natural remedy for alleviating stress and anxiety. Ned's full-spectrum hemp also comes in a capsule form. Ned shares third-party lab reports, who farms their products, and their extraction process, all right on their website. Ned's products have over 1,500 five-star reviews, and they work with incredible partners within the medical field like Dr. Caroline Leaf and Dr. Will Cole. If you want to check out Ned and try their full-spectrum hemp oil or sleep blend for yourself, we have a special offer for our Heart of Dating audience. You can go to helloned.com/Kate or enter Kate at checkout for 15% off your first one-time order or 20% off your first subscription order. That's helloned.com/Kate to get 15% off your first one-time order or 20% off your first subscription order. Thank you, Ned, for sponsoring our Heart of Dating podcast and offering our listeners a natural remedy for some of life's most common health concerns. Okay, so let's get to the last category, the fun to have category. A lot of people have troubles with this category because they want these things so bad. Some of the fun to have qualities often get prioritized and put in the need to have bucket, acting like they're non-negotiables. But most of the time, the fun-to-have items aren't necessarily the things that are going to actually last and build a strong, solid, godly relationship. They're rather the cherry and the fudge and the sprinkles on top of the ice cream. Here's the big thing you need to remember as we move into this series that we're doing on compatibility. I really, really, really want to encourage you to not hyper-focus so much on the fun-to-have. When you do, you are exponentially limiting yourself. And when you're exponentially limiting yourself, you will likely miss out on a potential opportunity for a great mate for you based on beautification or perfection or materialistic qualities. So don't base the qualities of the person on things that will fulfill your needs or make you happy. Like I've always said, marriage is more than just about making you happy. It's about sanctification. It's about what's going to make you truly holy. So yes, have yourself some fun qualities on the list. Just know those things are not deal breakers, okay? For example, height preference, which we will talk about in the coming weeks. In my opinion, it is not a need to have item. It's a fun to have item. But often we're treating this fun to have item as though it's a need to have item. And even on the fun to have list, I still think this is something that could be challenged and questioned. All right, so now that we've clearly laid out the three different kinds of categories on your list, the need to have, nice to have, and fun to have, I want you to really do this exercise for yourself. It's so important, you guys. Spend some time really digging into knowing yourself and what is important to you. I prayed a lot about my top five need to have items. I also prayed a lot about surrendering the things that should be fun to have, but that I often put in the need to have category. And honestly, some of these things have changed through the process of dating over the years. Because dating is a learning process. And as you date, you grow more, you learn more about yourself, you also learn more about what is important to you and in a relationship. And with all of that, it's why I really want to encourage you to be prayerful about doing this and yet also take a full posture of surrender. As you date someone, don't write them off immediately if you don't see all your five need-to-have items. Get to know them a bit before you disqualify a potentially great person. I always recommend at least giving someone 3 dates. It's a 3-day rule, y'all. At least try to give them 3 dates. Be more open. Challenge yourself. Say yes more, especially when it's something you would have originally said no to before. Just do it. I promise you, dating can be fun. Dating can be joyful. Dating can be enjoyable if you actually take a posture of surrender and don't wrap your hands so tightly around it, expecting so many very specific things. Do it. Challenge yourself and see what happens. All right, guys, that's it for today's mini-series episode. The next few weeks, we're going to be focusing on very specific items that people weigh in for compatibility. A lot of things that people often put on their need-to-have list that maybe shouldn't be on the need-to-have list. So thank you so much for weighing into all of those Instagram conversations. If you want to see some recaps of those conversations, go ahead on Instagram over to my account @Kateness, and you can kind of see some recaps about what we've done and what we've already talked about on these subjects. All right, guys, this has been so much fun. I can't wait to see you next week.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.